Well, happy New Year, DriveCast listeners. Thank you for joining us on this, our first DriveCast of 2023. For this week, as we think about our 2023 vision, each of our teaching pastors is just going to share a little bit from the message that was online Sunday, and then something from our devotional life. And I've been going through the book of Colossians, and I just want to read to you. This is one of the high water marks. This is one of the Mount Everest points of the New Testament. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15, it says this: Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all things together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead, so he is first in everything. For God was in all his fullness. He was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself and made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by the means of Christ's blood on the cross. I know that was a longer reading than normal. However, as we start a new year, I think it's just a great reminder and a great place to start that Christ is supreme in everything, that before anything existed, Christ existed, that in creation, he created all this for himself, by himself, so that he could come and step into humanity and step into time and die for our sins. So everything then exists for him. He's the head of our church. Dean's not the head of our church. Your teaching pastor's not the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church because why? That scripture says it's his body. And he's the beginning and the end. He's supreme over everything. And he made peace for us with heaven. So as we start this year, I think it's a great place to start that we love God because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. Because he came and made peace for us with himself through the cross. He sacrificed himself in our behalf. It's a great place to start that we are incredibly loved. I'm going to pray that for us as we begin a new year, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, thank you that there's no way that we can question your love. When we look back at the cross, when we look at all the things, God, that you've provided, you have made peace for us. You've reconciled us. You've brought two different things together. And Lord, now we are united in you. We are seated with you in the heavenly realms. God, we thank you for how we're loved, that we're your sons and we're your daughters. And so out of that, God, help us to live out of that reservoir, that fountain this year, that in everything we do, we would seek to please you first. And we start together doing that this day at the beginning of a brand new year. Now you take the opportunity to pray.